Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When we honor something, that thing, that person is valuable to us. We fix a high value on it or them. We prize them. We prize it. To despise is the exact opposite. It's to say it's not worth much or it's worth nothing. That's what despising means. So it's not just what you say, oh yeah, that's great, yeah, that's important. You can say all kind of stuff, but it not be in your heart. If it's in your heart, if honor is in your heart, when you see them or hear about them or it, immediately it strikes you and you go, oh, that's important. That's precious. That's valuable. And it does affect the way you talk about them and to them, but it affects how you treat them. And every time you think about or hear, it comes up in you because it's in your heart. You value that. That's what honor is. When you hear about God, should something come up in you? Should you think, oh, He is the greatest. He is the greatest. The God who created the heavens and the earth and everything, the God who made me and gives me my breath and my life and my brightness of mind. And He didn't just make me, He also redeemed me by the blood of the Lamb. And He's made me a part of His eternal family. And when you hear anything to do with God, I mean, inside you ought to come to attention and think precious, precious, important. Not just talk, not just lip service. Something in the heart. And so anybody or anything that the Lord says is important, that's good enough for you. If it's important to Him, it's important to you. So you affix and assign a high value to it and them. You prize them or it. Give honor, pay honor to those to whom it is due. Value those the Lord tells you to value. Now, go with me, please, to John, book of John, the 8th chapter. John chapter 8 and verse 49. Back up to 48. The Jews said, didn't we say right and well that you are Samaritan? Well, they're insulting the Samaritans and Jesus, or trying to. You're a Samaritan, and you got a devil. Now think about it. Looking at the Lord Jesus, and telling Him He's got a devil. Verse 49, Jesus said, I don't have a devil. I'm honoring my Father, and you are dishonoring me. Verse 50. I seek not my own glory. I want you to say that out loud a couple of times. I seek not my own glory. Close your eyes and say it again. I seek not my own glory. He said, there is one that seeks my glory and judges. He's talking about the Father. The Father. Go back to the, is it the 5th chapter? No, 54th verse right here at this same chapter. That's right. Skip down to verse 54. No, 554. There you go. Thank you. Jesus said, if I honor myself, let you stop. What did He just get through saying? I don't do that. I don't seek my own honor. I don't honor myself. Should we follow His example?
Yes.
Absolutely. Do you reckon you have ever sought your own honor?
Yes.
Let me help you out. The answer is yes. Repeatedly. I said, well, I don't know, Brother Keith. I'm yes, yes, you. Yes, I assure you. Repeatedly. Further we get into it, I believe you'll see it. You, me, we have. And it's not good. It's bad. And we need to stop it. We need to act like the master. What'd he do? He said, I don't seek my own glory. He said, if I honor myself, what? My honor is nothing. What if you honor yourself? It's nothing. If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me. Is that in agreement with our text?
Yes.
What if you honor the Lord?
Honor.
Is that good?
Yes.
That He honors you?
Yes.
Do you want Him to honor you?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Is it okay for you to honor yourself?
No.
No. No. Is it good for Him to honor you?
Yes.
The best. He said, it's my Father that honors me, of whom you say He's your God. Their whole life was immersed in the teaching and expounding of the law and the prophets, and they're supposed to be God's men and women, and He's saying, you say He's your God. But see, He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And they hated Him. So it's possible to be just as religious as can be and yet not know anything about God. Not know God at all. Back up, if you would, to the seventh chapter. Seventh chapter of John. And the 18th verse, John 7:18. Jesus said, He that speaks of himself seeks his own glory. How can you tell that somebody is seeking their own glory and trying to honor their self? They speak of themselves. Now that means more than one thing. They speak from themselves as a source, and they speak of themselves as a subject. Both of those are true. He that speaks of himself seeks his own glory. But he that seeks his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. What would be an example of you speaking of yourself and seeking your own honor and glory? Yeah, obviously the bragging, but it covers a lot more territory. But what is honor? How do you honor something? We just spent several minutes on it. Value. So if you're seeking your own honor, what are you trying to do? You're trying to let people know your value to them, to their situation. It comes out a number of ways. But it's accompanied by a sense of failing to be appreciated. They just don't appreciate me like they should. Well, how much should they appreciate you? Oh. They just don't know what I do around here. They don't know. Well, now stop right here. Who are they talking about? Their self. Why? They're seeking their own, being appreciated and valued and being honored. And trying to educate those round about them as to their great value and worth, and that they're being overlooked and undervalued and underappreciated. And so the obvious way to fix that is to tell people how valuable you really are. And if you think about it too much, you'll say it. It'll come out. You might hide it and cover it up for a long time, but the pressure will get too much and you out it'll come. Well, I hadn't said anything for a long time. But y'all just don't know what I do around here. You don't know what it takes to do this. The effort it takes. And even if you don't come out and say it, the implication is, if I wasn't here, this thing would come apart. Now, you're groaning and shaking your head, but you know people feel this way. Whether they say it outright or not, they're like, man, if I wasn't in this house, this thing wouldn't last 3 weeks. I'm telling you. Nobody knows what to do around here without me. They ask me 1,000 questions a day, and have you done this, and mama this, and mama that, and daddy this, and daddy that, and honey this, and honey that, and I just do it nonstop, and do they appreciate it? No. I don't think so. I don't know how long it's been since any of them told me. I sure appreciate you and what you do. I just don't think they appreciate what I do. Do they need to? People say, really? Based on what scripture? Do they need to in order for you to continue to do it? Jesus says, I don't seek my own glory. Didn't he? Yes. Is that what you should do? Yes. People say, well, they just don't appreciate me around here. They don't know what they're to do without me. But they just act like I'm going to always be here and I'm just supposed to do everything. Well, maybe you are supposed to do it. What is your job? What would you be doing if you weren't doing that? Nothing? You going to quit? Going to quit life? Quit God? You ought to be thankful that you can do something. A lot of people don't have the strength, nor the mind, nor the health, nor the resources, nor the opportunity. You ought to be thankful that you can work hard, that you can get a lot done. Somebody wants you to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me